Good afternoon. We have two quick se'ifim remaining from Kuf Pei Dalet, and then we'll start Kuf Pei Tes in a couple of moments. Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud Aleph. According to most Rishonim, if a person comes back from a trip, so then his wife is Bechezkas Tara, and he can Ba'aleha Afilu Yeshena. The Shach points out that in light of a Gemara that says it's Aser Tav Tashmish when she's Yeshena, when she's sleeping, it doesn't mean she's literally sleeping. Rather, it means she's half awake, half asleep, but sufficiently groggy that she wouldn't be able to tell you that she's Tahora. And therefore, the reason why one is able to be with one's wife in that situation is because she has a Cheskas Tahara. That is the view of most Rishonim. However, the Rambam says this is only true with a woman who has a veses kavua. And this gets to the Gemara, which we'll actually talk about a little later today. The Gemara says, V'hu shebo matza b'toch yimei onasa. It's permissible to be with your wife if you find her b'toch yimei onasa. What does that mean? So the Rambam means that, Rambam understands that means that before her veses kavua has arrived, but she needs to have a veses kavua. Whereas other Rishonim, like Rashi, understand that means kodem her own abenonis, in which case the halacha would apply even if she doesn't have a veses kavua. It also emerges from this sugya that, let's say you left when she's tahora, she has a veses, but you went away for a sufficient amount of time that she could have become tameya, gone to the mikvah, and then become tahora again. So the Gemara says that you could make that cheshbin and presume she's tahora, and the reason is because we paskin vestos derabanan. It's a little interesting, because you might have thought, efshar levara bakal, efshar levara tzar levara, so just ask her, why can you make this presumption without asking her? Maybe you see from here how important it is not to wake up your wife. It's not considered efshar levara bakal. Now, as I mentioned, the Rambam here has a very interesting shita. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Dalet Tes seems to assume the following, that she is, the other Rishonim, I'll put it the other way, the other Rishonim says, she's a surah after her veses came. In other words, if she has a veses, a flag of 25 days, and you return home from your trip 28 days after her last period, then you have to assume she's Tmeya. The Rambam does not mention that din, and the Beis Yosef asks why. Perhaps it's the Rambam Lashitaso, because we remember the Rambam holds that you don't need to do a bedika after the Veses has passed, as opposed to the way we paskin, that when you have Veses Kavu, if you didn't do a bedika during the Veses, you're Asura until you do a bedika. The Rambam doesn't hold of that. So maybe the Rambam says that since we hold Vestos Lav Deraisa, we assume that the period didn't come, and therefore she is permissible. It's not such a great answer, because still, most of the time the Veses comes. Why can you presume she's Tahora? Perhaps it's because the Rambam holds that you'll know she's Tameya because of her Big Day Nida, because of Huchzaka Nida B'Shchenu Seha, that if she was actually Tameya, you would know, and therefore you could presume she's Tahora. Either way, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We assume that unless there was enough time for her to become Mutares, you can't assume she's Tahora. The Shulchan Aruch also says a very important halacha here. Isha sheyesh la veses liyamim levad vigia shas vesta aser lavo aleha ad sheyeshalena. And if she doesn't have a veses kavua, the ona beinonis. So if a woman has a veses, or otherwise an ona beinonis, so then, until she tells you that she did a bedika and she's Mutares, you can't have tashmish with her. So the Chavos Das notes that means that you have to ask her even if she's awake. Meaning to say, according to the Chavos Das, you can't presume that if she's awake and she became a Nida, obviously she wouldn't have tashmish with you. She wouldn't be machshil you. And therefore, one might have thought that this halacha only applies, you only have to ask her if she's asleep. But if she's awake, of course, that's permissible. The Chavos Das says no. The Chavos Das says if her veses passed, she has to tell you that she's Mutares. Why? Are we afraid she's going to be machshil you? So it could be no. We're not afraid she's going to intentionally be machshil you. We're afraid that she forgot to do her bedika. It's easy to forget to do a bedika on her vesis, and we paskin that when a ves kavua passes, or the ona benunis passes, she's asura until she does the bedika, and therefore, we're simply concerned that she may have forgotten to do the bedika. Alternatively, you could say, no, we are choshesh that she began to see dam, and she's embarrassed. So perhaps you could bring a raya to the second sad from Simon Kuf Pehe, which we'll see tomorrow, Bezus Hashem, in which a Shulchan Aruch tells us that after a woman goes to the mikvah, she must say tavalti. A man can't be with his wife until she says tavalti. Now over there, presumably it's not the pshat that we're choshesh, she forgot to go to the mikvah. Rather, it means that she actually has to tell you, and until she tells you, you have to presume she didn't. So perhaps that's a riot. It's not just that we're concerned about forgetting, we're concerned that until she tells you tavalti, or likewise until she tells you badakti, when her ves is passed, we treat her as a nida. However, perhaps there you could be docha. Maybe over there she needs to say tavalti because we're afraid she was, afraid to go to the mikvah, it was too cold or the like, and that is in shayach here. So there are riots lakan ulakan. Now, later on in Kuf Pehe, we'll talk about this tomorrow, there are some who are mekel. The Badi Shulchan quotes those that are mekel, that if she shocheves etzlo, right? She doesn't actually have to say, I went to the mikvah. If she lays down next to him, so that's an indication she went to the mikvah. Would you say the same thing over here? Maybe not, because here the concern is that she forgot to do the bedika, in which case, even if you're mekel for shocheves etzlo in Simen Kuf Pehe, there's good reason to assume that you shouldn't be mekel here. So therefore, the halacha is that one should ask one's wife, did you do a bedika? Or if you don't want to say so explicitly, a remez is enough, as long as it's a clear remiza, both parties understand that is the message she's conveying. So all that's with a vesis kavua and a ona benunis. What about a vesis she'eino kavua? So obviously, if you hold you don't need to do bedika, so then she doesn't have to tell you she did a bedika. But you could probably bring a raya, generally speaking, that you don't have to ask, because even bedieved you don't need to do a bedika. If she didn't do a bedika on her vesa she'eino kavua, everybody agrees that she's muteres. And you don't have to be choshesh that she saw. So the Badi Shulchan here is mekel, and he's medayik this way from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that mentions that you have to do this for Veses Kavuan and Ona Beinonis, implying not for anything else. And therefore, for Veses She'enu Kavua, you don't have to ask. Sif Yud Beis. Yeah? Okay, but you might have... I think it is Pashat, but you might have thought that even though you don't have to do a Bedika, there's some concern that she saw Dam, that's why there's a Chi of Prisha, and therefore, until she tells you otherwise, you have to be concerned. Lamashal, according to the Rambam, even Bidyavid for Ves Kavu, you don't need to do Bidika, but the din might still apply. Okay. Sif Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hayu Lavesis Liyamim, Ulaveses Mivestos Haguf. So she had what we call a Vesis Morkov, a combination Vesis. Vesis Liyamim, let's say every 25 days, that's combined with a Vesis Mivesis Haguf, Kigon Kvitzo Kiyotseba. So this is a very tricky line. What does it mean? Veses Mivesis Haguf, Kigon Kvitzo. Why is this a tricky line? Usually, Vestos Haguf mean like itush, certain symptoms that a woman has that are always associated with her getting her period, like a sneezing fit, or backaches, or staining. When we do Kuf Pei Tes later on today, we'll give some examples. But here he says Veses Haguf, but then he says Kigon Kvitza. Now Kvitza is not the standard Veses Haguf. Kvitza is the idea that every time the woman jumps, or jumps in a certain way, she gets her period. Anyhow, if you have a Morkov Yamim plus Kvitza, Kevan Shaveses Tali B'maisa Emer Lo Kavtza V'lo Rasa. And therefore you don't have to be Choshesh, let's say on the 25th day, because maybe she didn't jump, or she's not going to jump, and therefore her vesis isn't going to come. And therefore, because you don't have to be choshesh, the Shulchan Aruch says also you'll have to be choshesh for Yona Beinunis. So a woman who has a vesis hamorkav yamim plus kfitzos doesn't have to be choshesh for her own abeinunis. Now there's two ways to read this Shulchan Aruch. First, the Shach. The Shach understands that when he says vesis haguf kegon kfitza, it means dafka vesis haguf. So, and kfitza. And when he says kiyotze bo, right, that would mean vesis haguf kegon kfitza ukiyotze ba. Kiyotze ba means other forms of vesis haguf, like itosh. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that even if you have vesis haguf murkav with itosh, normal vesis haguf, then A, you have to be choshesh for ona beinunis, and B, you don't have to be poresh during that ona. That's the way the Shach understands the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, kiyotze bo means normal vestos haguf like itosh. If so, so the Shach says the Shulchan Aruch's wrong, because bishlama, if it's a murkav, kfitzos plus yamim, so kfitzos are in her control. So we'll assume that if she didn't jump, then she's not going to get her period. But when it comes to a sneezing fit, that's not in her control. And therefore, according to the Shach, if you have murkav, sneezing fit plus yamim, you will have to be you will not have to be porish on a beinunis, but you will have to be porish on the yom haveses. So that's the Shach's opinion against his interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. What are they arguing about? So it could be they're arguing about how do you view a murkav yamim plus guf. According to the Shach, aveses haguf is basically a symbol, the way the Rashba puts it, shenismala sasa. In other words, really, if you have a murkav yamim plus guf, she has a vesis kavu of 25 days, but she always has a distinct type of backache around the time of her period. A distinct type of backache, not general PMS, but a very specific thing. So be'etzim, the Shach says, that's just a vesis hayamim, right? Vesis hayamim. And therefore, you have to be choshesh on that day, even if you don't have the backache, and you don't have to be choshesh for the ona beinunis. And it's basically primarily a vesis hayamim, it's just that when nismale sasa, she feels the backache. Whereas, according to the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber holds no. It's a murkav is always 50-50. So if she doesn't have that symptom, if she doesn't have her backache, then she doesn't have to be choshesh. And once it's not a primarily vesis hayamim, then you do have to be choshesh for ona beinunis. That's the Mechaber according to the Shach. However, the Taras HaShlamim understands the Mechaber differently. He understands that even though it says Ves HaGuf Ukiyotei Ba, it just, I mean, Kegon Kfitzos Ukiyotei Ba, it just means things like Kfitzos, not regular Ves HaGuf, like Pihuk or Itush, but just things like Kfitza. What's something like Kfitza? Like Achila Shum that we mentioned yesterday, that whenever she eats a spicy food, she gets her period. Now, it's only in those cases which are vestos that are causative vestos, when you do a particular action like jumping or eating spicy foods, that's when the Mechaber says you have to be choshesh for ona beinunis and you don't have to be choshesh for the vesis. Why? Because those vestos are entirely under her control and therefore she doesn't have to be porish because she doesn't have to jump, she doesn't have to eat spicy foods. But if you had a murkav vesis haguf, like itosh plus yamim, then you would have to be choshesh even according to the Mechaber. Meaning to say, according to the Taras HaShlamim, the Mechaber and the Shach don't disagree. And there's a couple of rayos that I think is the simpler interpretation. First of all, he says that the reason, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber gives the reason that you don't have to be choshesh is emer lo kafza, and that of course is not relevant for itush. And B, it's because he says kfitzos ukiyotze bo, and kiyotze bo of kfitzos shum is much more kiyotze bo than itosh. And therefore, I think the Taras HaShlamim is the simpler reading of the Mechaber. Okay.